Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio to talk about this weekend's fly-in are some special guests. Kari Lundgren is here. Kari, I didn't get your official title with the Southeast Alaska Aviation Association.
I'm just a pilot wannabe.
Jeannie Frank is here. She's the Secretary Treasurer. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
And Bill Lance, who's the President of SEAC, is that what we call it?
SEACA.
Yeah, SEACA, Southeast Alaska Aviation Association. And I admitted to you guys that up until about a half hour ago, I did not know what a fly-in was, but it's basically a party on wings. Kari, why don't you just give us a sort of an overall summary of what a fly-in is?
Well, it is a community celebration of aviation. Pilots come together, people interested in aviation, people who just love, you know, fun events with fun toys. Okay. Just come out and enjoy being together and also learning about, you know, safety and education around aviation. Some things that are going on around here in the community. We'll have some talks about that, like the seaplane-based proposal. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff. We'll go through the list, but barbecue, kids games, and then also some flight seeing opportunities.
All right. And Bill, you mentioned before we went on the air that it is a lot of fun, but there's also a practical element about learning about aviation and learning about safety here.
Yes. Doug Waddle from FAA over there in Juneau, FISDO, he'll be coming over and putting on a class for aviation folks. And then there'll also be the Coast Guard giving a survival class in case you need to use the survival techniques.
As we like to say in aviation, in the unlikely event.
In the unlikely event, that's right.
Dot, dot, dot.
In the unlikely event, we have an unscheduled exit from the aircraft.
That's correct.
That's good. It's nice that you can have fun, but also take advantage of the fact that a lot of people are getting together and doing things to sort of get everybody on the same page with safety. And Jeannie, this is just a chance for people who may not be interested in aviation or may not know they're interested in aviation to come on out, right?
That's true. Yeah, we're really hoping for a big turnout from the community, the kids, teenagers. One of the things that we are going to have there is a Civil Air Patrol cadets. And these are kids that didn't even realize they were interested in aviation and some structure, too. They're going to be there. And so the teenagers and young adults will see that there is a place for all of them in aviation.
Okay.
Also, the Air Force recruiters coming down from Anchorage, too, in case there's any young people who want to look into that as an option for learning how to fly.
Okay. Sounds good. And we can all go out onto the ramp. How's that working?
We had to work with the DOT, but we're actually bordering the area between the Guardian Flight Hangar and False Island Lodge Hangar, and we're going to have aircraft on display there. We'll have basically staff on hand just to make sure people cannot go towards the runway, but it's an opportunity for folks to get out onto the ramp and look at aircraft. And actually, we're going to have the classic cars of Sitka out there as well, so they can look at wings and wheels. So.
And there's going to be orange barrier fencing, so they really can't get directly out to the ramp. Only people with the badges are going to be out there giving the local area flights that we're going to be doing. So they can't really get way out there, but they're on the tarmac. We've just had to barrier it off.
Okay, so obviously a few hoops have to be jumped through with the FAA and the DOT to make this happen, but in general, does the FAA support this kind of effort to promote?
Very much so. The outreach to the community is huge with them, and also the main thing is the safety end of it. They are developing a new program, it's relatively new, the WINGS program, where people can get online and learn about aviation and learn, just enhance their safetiness of flying. And with the FAA coming here to Sitka, they're going to actually put on a class. So it'll be points for the pilots they get towards insurance, and the insurance sees that they take in these safety classes, and it reduces their insurance rates.
Okay, so it's kind of a win-win
thing. It is.
And you have people probably like Kari, who you can actually have call the FAA and explain how a flower bomb drop is, in fact, safe.
It is, for everybody except for the bag of flour.
Right. So it's a fly-in. It's this Saturday, and there's going to be a lot of planes there and stuff, but people are going to be doing things in their planes. There's this flower bomb.
That's right.
Drop. Is this a spectator sport, or does everybody head for the hills when this happens?
Well, they won't have to. We'll have an observation area. It's kind of the pièce de résistance of the fly-in. It happens at the very end of the day, starting at what time?
4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock, down at the long-term parking end of the airport. And the target will be set up on the airport area, and then the observation area will be behind the fence. And the pilots, I don't know how many we have signed up already, but quite a few, they'll get 2 flyby chances to drop a bag of flour onto a target for prizes, big prizes. So the pilot flies, the co-pilot is the flower bombardier, shall we say.
Okay.
And it's just kind of a fun way for the pilots to show off their skill or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm. And what is the skill, Bill, in doing this?
The skill is close your eyes and hope for the best. But we actually have a few of the pilots that are actually asking me about, well, what's the size, the weight of this bag? Well, it's only 8 ounces. So they're trying to figure out the scientific end of it.
The trajectory versus wind speed versus get over it and just drop it.
Right, exactly.
Sir Isaac Newton in the co-pilot.
Exactly, exactly.
That's interesting. And there is like a minimum, there's a minimum altitude. I mean, you can't come in. No, the Coast Guard's not going to enter a helicopter.
No, helicopters are not fair.
We disqualified them.
That's right.
So what are the rules?
Some of the rules are we are only allowed to fly 300 feet is the minimum altitude. There's no abrupt maneuvers. Anytime the judge sees that you are being careless, reckless, they'll disqualify you. Basically 70 knots down the runway and straight line. You can do slight banks, but nothing abrupt. So we want to, again, keep this as safe as possible. Being that this is the first fly-in that SICK has had, then we don't want any major issues.
Okay. The minor issues will be fine, but
yes,
the major ones to be discouraged. Jeannie, you have the schedule for the day. The flower bomb drop's happening at 4. What are the other sort of highlights of the day that people should be looking at?
Well, the other highlights are going to be the children's games. We're going to do paper airplane competitions inside the Guardian hangar. That's going to be 11 to 12, and then also another hour from 1 to 2. And then on the second floor, Guardian has graciously loaned us their entire hangar. The second floor training room, all day there's going to be something going on for a little bit of everybody, but I need to let everyone know that you need to sign up. There's limited space. We have 20 seats in these in the training room, so we need to sign up. When you get to the fly-in, come and sign up. At 11 to 12 is going to be the seaplane base information and update for the Sitka seaplane base. From 12 to 1 was the FAA Wings program, which is an awesome program for just training. I know myself as a student pilot, I take the Wings programs online whenever I can. And it does help with insurance because insurance is definitely very expensive. And just it makes me feel better knowing that I've learned some of this stuff. And from 1 to 2 is the Coast Guard Survival class, which is a great class. I was able to take this class before in case you ever need to use it, you want to know that you can. 2 to 2:30 is the flight service question and answers. Not many people know what they do. It's not really a tower, but we call it a flight service station here, but technically there's guys up there doing a lot of work for this aviation community.
Yeah,
and
they do great.
It's a Q&A.
Yeah, I call them up whenever we have a windy day to find out what the peak wind gust
is.
Yeah.
I did that once. Mm-hmm. In February, we had that peak when Gus, I called and said, do you see my plane out there? I don't see it on the webcam. And they were like, maybe you should come down here.
Oh, no.
And many other services.
And many other services. And then the last seminar that we have is from 2:45 to 3:15, which is Matt Hunter is going to do a history of aviation in Southeast Alaska seminar, which should be great. But again, it's limited spacing, so we need to make sure that people come and sign up.
Okay. And is this schedule online on the...
SEAKA.org.
Okay. SEAKAA.org. Southeast Alaska Aviation Association .org. Yeah, Corey?
We're also having barbecue, so come hungry.
Okay.
And
that'll be around lunchtime?
Yeah, maybe? I think the burgers and hot dogs will be hot around 11 o'clock, and we'll keep the grill hot till about 4. And then we also have a raffle going on, $5 a ticket for really great things like a Harris Air flight seeing tour and fly-in fish-in dinner for 4.
Wow.
And various and other sundries.
And second prize was a 12 by 18 photo of your choice from Tim Shobe Studios. Great photographer around here. He's going to sign it and have it printed up too. That's second place.
Yep. And we're also having a swap meet, which is a really nice way of saying a pilot's rummage sale.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lots going on.
Old leather helmets.
That's
and
right.
Goggles and things. We're just about out of time, but I know that obviously, you know, Bill, you fly for Guardian Flight, and you're a professional pilot. Jeannie, you're sort of in the middle. You're not a pilot yet, but you own a plane.
I do.
And Kari, you own a man who owns a plane.
That's right.
Right. And I guess flying sort of gets under your skin, right?
It does. I'm definitely addicted. I pretty much hitchhike on the runway, so I can go with anybody flying.
Mm-hmm.
I can fly by myself. I just can't take my husband, which is, it's all very peaceful right now that I can fly by myself wherever I want.
Okay.
But definitely need my instructors. But it's fun. It gets under your skin big time.
And Kari, you're also thinking about maybe one day?
I'm working on my ground school right now online. I have my little computer program, but rumors that Bill's going to do a ground school over at UAS this fall, and I'll probably be in the front row, going ooh, 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 with questions.
And your plan is to one day accidentally open the door of your plane and throw Ron out.
That's right. He won't go easy.
And,
I know that.
And bring it home safely. All right. Kari Lundgren is a pilot wannabe and a spokesperson for the Southeast Alaska Aviation Association. Jeannie Frank is the secretary treasurer. She's also a pilot and a plane owner. Bill Lance flies with Guardian Flight. He's the president of SEAKA. And we've been talking about the fly-in that's going to be happening this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Rocky Gutierrez Airport. The website to go to for more information is SEAKA.org, SEAKAA.org. And it sounds like it's going to be a blast. There's going to be plane rides and classes and stuff for kids to do in this flower bomb drop thing at 4 o'clock. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.